This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Well, just like that, we're inside the trap. World government openly being announced. Coming up in 5 minutes, there he is, David Icke. From the UK, predicted it all, world government, implantable microchips to buy and sell. It's all here, ladies and gentlemen. But here's President Trump coming out yesterday saying he's going to kill the funding to the Wuhan coronavirus lab, which they confirmed released it. And again, if the virus is all hyped up, then what's the point? Because they want to own the virus to test you and make sure you have the antibody for their manufactured virus that they own with their test that the Facebook fact checkers, the head biologist over the lab who is involved developing the test and owns the test, Danielle Anderson, so that then you've got to have the digital ink put in you, which they have the patent for to buy and sell, patent 060606. David Icke is on the front lines of this. He's coming up in a moment, but here is the president.
Thank you, Mr. President. U.S. intelligence is saying this week that the coronavirus likely came from a level 4 lab in Wuhan. There's also another report that the NIH under the Obama administration in 2015 gave that lab $3.7 million in a grant. Why would the U.S. give a grant like that to China?
The Obama administration gave them a grant of $3.7 million. I've been hearing about that. And we've instructed that if any grants are going to that area, we're looking at it literally about an hour ago and also early in the morning. We will end that grant very quickly. But it was granted quite a while ago. They were granted a substantial amount of money. We're going to look at it and take a look. But I understand it was a number of years ago, right?
When did you hear
was the grant was made?
2015.
Who was president then? I wonder. Okay.
You know, I've been telling Trump through his advisors and here on air that he needs to just level with the people that this is a globalist takeover or he doesn't have any hope. And you say what you want about Trump. This group definitely wants him out of there. But just removing Trump from the equation, nobody's taking the forced inoculations that I know. And I certainly have gone into a whole new area in my life. I went to the grocery store this morning and people were getting in my face about the mask. And I got their faces about it. And I'm not putting people down if they want to wear a mask. You just don't. You're wearing your stupid mask. You're protected, jackass. And the curve was way up here with 5 million dead, and then 2 million dead, and then 1 million dead, and then 200,000 dead, and now it's 70,000 dead. And they're counting everybody that dies of a car wreck, a gunshot wound, a heart attack, cancer. If they've got a cold virus, they count that as COVID-19. And you know what? When people get in my face yesterday in a gas station and today in a grocery store, I just start spouting facts. And, man, you'd think you were screaming the N-word at people. They want to be slaves. But that's them. A large portion of people are awake and don't want to be part of this. And they're pissed. And they're old, they're young, they're black, they're white, they're gay, they're straight. They're everything you can imagine, and they're pissed, and they get it. And Zuckerberg has come out and said, anyone criticizing anything the WHO does, that's an announcement. They're saying the WHO is the authority. Just like that. World government, UN, unelected bureaucrats, funded by Bill and Melinda Gates, are our bosses. So, I'm going to be a good boy. Even though David Icke made me want to make a lot of points, when we come back, I'm going to have David Icke take over for the next hour and discuss this. But, man, it's something else to wake up inside the globalist trap, isn't it? And to know they're doing all this to us. So it's an amazing point to be alive. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host, and I hope you'll tell everybody you know to tune in to InfoWars.com/ my show and Bandod Video and all other places that have the feeds, because we have fought through hell and your support to even have this show still on the air. They have fought like the devil to shut us down. They've been banning David Icke everywhere. So you are getting the pro-human outlaw transmission.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. But it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've got it. Coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, we saw that classically pro-freedom act of protesting in the street that goes back to the Magna Carta in 1215. If you protested against the king or the nobleman before 1215, you'd get drawn and quartered. They'd tie up between two horses and tear you into four pieces. But first they'd draw you. They'd cut your belly open like they did Braveheart. They'd pull your intestines out in front of you and have you beg for mommy, and then they'd have the horses tear you in four pieces. That's what drawn and quartered means. And so we had the Magna Carta and the beginning of modern freedom, and all that in just the last few years reversed. And all the American freedoms, everything just gone. Surveillance state, government programming your children, the pedophile agenda, all of it. And then Americans and Europeans go out and protest that they're essential. They're being locked down. They're being bankrupted. How are megacorporations essential? And the German police broke arms and beat people with billy clubs over the head while they flew in the Islamists in record numbers. And then, I haven't even played this yet, but we'll play the full clip next segment. Joy Behar comes out and says, I'm a terrorist and you're a terrorist for going out and protesting. And they even got filings in court right now. I should have started the show with this. To take my children from me. It's in court. I've got an answer to it this week. Emergency filing to take my children from me because I went out in public and protested Saturday. That's 2020. That's April 20th. That's where we are right now. So Owen Schroyer headed up that demonstration. But I'll be there this Saturday, even if they take my children, because the children are already taken. There's no freedom anyways, ladies and gentlemen. But that's where we are in America. You can't close America. Rally 2 this Saturday. You know, we had about 500, 600 people there conservatively. People came and went. But the media said we were 50. So this time, everybody be there, ladies and gentlemen, and buck the peer pressure and the brainwashing and all the lies. Can'tCloseAmerica.com is the website. Put your email in. It's going to be a focal point for here and all over the world for videos and articles and the resistance, because, as Nigel Farage said, this is going to be his main focus. This is the big globalist takeover. And Mark Zuckerberg has said anyone criticizing lockdowns will be permanently banned from Facebook. And we've got CNN coming out saying anyone criticizing the World Health Organization's edicts will be banned as well. Well, joining us for the next hour and a little bit more is David Icke of DavidIcke.com. He himself had a video with millions and millions of views. It's up to like 7 million on one of his affiliate sites. He has his own backups now through the great folks over at London Real and Brian Rose. But they were really scared of what you said and what you did, and they use you to trigger the lockdown worldwide of any criticism of 5G, any criticism of the response of COVID-19. As you said here a month ago, we've gone from the globalists inviting the New World Order to them selling it. David Icke, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, I want to point something out, though. In that London Real interview, the amount that I said about 5G, which is very relevant because it's an incredibly destructive band of frequency, and they're not banging it out for no reason and banging it out during the lockdown like crazy all over the world, and they're not banning mention of it in relation to current events for fun, but because there is a relevance. But the great thrust of that interview that was banned was not about 5G at all. That was quite a small portion. The great thrust was that the scam is so vast, there is no COVID-19. And interestingly, that same week, one other video of mine or the website was also deleted by YouTube. And it was with an American doctor out of New York State called Andrew Kaufman. And it was an interview my son did with him. And the common denominator of those two videos being banned by YouTube and Vimeo and all the others was not 5G at all. The common theme, because 5G wasn't mentioned in the interview with Kaufman, it was that there is no evidence that COVID-19 exists. And I think, you know, we have to be careful that we're not being diverted here into a cul-de-sac over this Wuhan lab. I have no problem with horrific labs like that existing. I have no problem with the fact they have horrific things going on there. But when I look at a dangerous, lethal virus coming out of a lab, and then I look, A, at the numbers involved here in the West, and B, the absolute frenzy, you mentioned it a little bit earlier, the frenzy right across the Western world, virtually, major countries anyway, to dub anyone COVID-19 without any supporting evidence whatsoever. And I would say this. If COVID-19...
By the way, David, let me interrupt briefly. You got attacked 2 weeks ago in that banned interview for saying they are mislabeling COVID-19 for other deaths. BRICS, 2 days later, the head of Trump's response came out and admitted that. So they're not debating it. Almost all the tests false identify regular coronavirus is it. So whether you're totally right, it's all fake, or 80% is fake, I mean, they are certainly exaggerating the hell out of this.
Well, they're exaggerating it in every country in the same systematic way. And what's happening now, it was always going to happen eventually, is that more and more doctors who've experienced this, being told you will put COVID-19 on the death certificate for heart attacks, deaths, for cancer deaths, for falling down the frickin' stairs deaths, are now starting to come out. Not the majority, of course, but more and more.
No, David, there's hundreds of them, mainline medical doctors with big practices, and they're getting banned on Facebook and Twitter, too. So now medical doctors can't tell people. I've been ordered to say an old woman that died of a heart attack at 89 years old, I'm being ordered to say this. I mean, now doctors don't have voices in America.
Well, no, because they're speaking against the narrative. And notice the common theme. It's not saying that a virus was released from a Wuhan lab. This is now becoming a mainstream narrative. It's saying there is no COVID-19 and the figures are being systematically manipulated to make it look much bigger than it is.
David, the latter is completely true, and you've been harping on that before anybody else was. So what made you think it didn't exist? Because they're now admitting that they're labeling things that aren't that most of the time it's not. So whether it is a virus but not that deadly, or whether it's a total hoax, how did you first think that?
Total hoax. Let me take you through the sequence. When the first few people, about 197, got sick in around the wet market in Wuhan, the Chinese authorities took about seven of them, and they took fluid from the lungs, and they found a genetic material, not a virus, a genetic material which contains material that vast numbers of people have in their body. They just thought it might at first be a bacteria, and then they said, no, it's a virus. No evidence that it's a virus. Let me give you this. In 1890, a guy called Robert Koch, a German bacteriologist and physician, produced something called the Koch postulate. And this has been the gold standard ever since in mainstream medicine to prove that agent A is causing disease B. And these are basically the postulates. One, everyone has to have the same symptoms. Two, you have to isolate what you say is the agent causing the problem from all other genetic materials.
David, got to go to break. This is intriguing. Start over. When we come back in 4 minutes. DavidIke.com. I'm Alex Jones. I don't know how long we're going to be on air. I'm not exaggerating, folks. They literally are about to probably arrest me. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, then no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying you need to stick with the program. And you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Alex Jones here, back live with David Icke, live on this April 20th transmission. This is no longer academic. This is no longer speculation. We have open world government, medical tyranny, forced inoculations, actual patents, 2020-06-0606, for digital chips in your body that are tracked by satellites and 5G, where every movement you have to make just right to get your digital cryptocurrency. This is being proposed. And they're stampeding everyone, and they're saying, you're not just locked in your house. If you leave your house, we'll ban you off Facebook. And once you have the chip, you won't have a job if you don't submit to us. So, as David Icke said 25 years ago on this show, and 5 years before that, it'll have to emerge at some point. And I'm getting all these calls saying, Alex, your credibility is so high. David Icke's is so high. How are you feeling? I'm not feeling too good. I'm not happy being proven right. This is crazy. Because they're openly on the news saying, yeah, it'll kill 700,000 people, Bill Gates said, when we give you this new vaccine globally. And he's going to run it as your digital currency while they're at it. I mean, this is so nightmarish. But David, get back to where you were going with the virus and them counting every death as the virus and counting regular cold virus tests as that. Why wouldn't they release a real virus so they can then own it and put out the patents for it as Bill and Melinda Gates? Why would the whole thing be fake?
Yeah, well, I want to come to those Koch postulates and other things that show that this COVID-19 is fake. So, but I'll answer that question first. If you release a bioweapon, you can lose control of it very quickly. And you can start, if it's really a bioweapon and really dangerous, then you are going to take out potentially a lot of people you don't want to take out that are working in your pyramids of manipulation. Most of them are totally clueless what they're part of, but they are important people to what you are trying to do. And you can lose control of it. But if you do it with a fake virus, the perception of one, and you do it by manipulating the figures and the tests, and I want to come to that test because it's a joke, then you can control, through pure mathematics and fake testing, as the numbers go up and when the numbers go down and when the second wave comes, as that's what they're planning, of course, you can control that. You
exactly. Have to. It's got to be fake so you can totally control it. You just bingoed it right there. So you can be scripted as the savior.
So what I was saying is the Chinese, in the first few people that took ill, they took fluid from the lung. And they isolated a genetic code, not a virus, genetic code. And they said it's a virus. It's not. It's a genetic code. So this guy, Robert Koch, in 1890, developed these Koch postulates, which, like I say, have been the gold standard for mainstream medicine ever since in proving that agent A causes problem B. Number one, everyone has to have the same symptoms. Now, that's not happening for a start. Number two, crucial, you have to isolate what you say is the causal agent from all other genetic material, so there's no contamination, you've just got that. You then have to put the alleged causal agent into a living host, and they have to get what you say it causes. And then you have to take material from that living host, put it in another living host, and they have to get what you say this is causing. And then you can say, we pretty much proved here that this is causing that.
And what you're saying is 120 years ago, the robber barons were poisoning Europe and America. And they knew they were poisoning people. So they said, oh, you're not dying from a toxic waste dump. You're dying from a virus.
Yeah, hold on. What I was going to say is that not one of those Koch postulates has been done with COVID-19. They've never shown that it's a virus because they've only isolated genetic material.
And by the way, medical doctors are saying you're right. They're saying they've never done the test to even prove this is the case. So what you're saying is not speculation. What's really going on?
Yeah, the genetic material that they isolated is actually present in the bodies of vast numbers of people. Quite okay, no problem. Because it's just part of a genetic code, which many, many people have. And so they started in China, first of all, diagnosing what they said was this virus by symptoms. And what were the symptoms? Flu-like. The list of possible causes for flu-like symptoms is enormous. You're also in Wuhan, which is notoriously grotesque in terms of air quality, as is Lombardy, the center of the so-called outbreak in Italy. And they have, in both Lombardy and Wuhan, tremendous amounts of lung disease as a result. But they were diagnosing on symptoms. And then they started with this test. Now, what the hell is that? It's called the RT-PCR test. And it does not test for the virus, COVID-19. I say there is no virus, COVID-19. So how could it? It tests for this genetic material. And by the way, and if you have that genetic material, which large numbers of people have, or parts of the content, you're gonna test positive. Now, the guy who invented the RT-PCR test, a guy called Carey Mullis in 1984, said, wait for it, this test cannot be used, should not be used, for diagnosis, not least diagnosis of infectious disease. And what are they using it for? Diagnosing COVID-19. So then we are prepared by the hype, oh, this deadly virus is coming to the West. And when it comes, what happens? And I'll explain the network that allowed, that through this is, way this is orchestrated in a second. But what happened? The medical profession, from the top of their pyramid, were told to diagnose COVID-19 on symptoms. Flu-like symptoms, pneumonia. So suddenly there is this big transfer of diagnosis of COVID-19 to all these diseases that people were dying off anyway. And so you have in the Lombardy region and Italy in general, 99% of those who are said to have died from COVID-19 had 1, 2, 3, or 4 or more other what they call morbidities, reasons to die. So we had a guy, he was one time a well-known British comedian. He went in a hospital. This is how it works. You go in a hospital, because then in the West they also introduced this test, which is not testing for COVID-19, it's testing for this genetic material. And so you go in a hospital with anything, and they give you a test. And if you test positive, which the vast numbers of people are because it's genetic material, not a virus, then if you die, and this is in the documents, the documentations, what I'm talking about. If you die, you are you have COVID-19 put on the death certificate. This comedian, a guy called Eddie Large, he goes in a hospital.
Stay there. We're coming back to hear what happened with the comedian with David Icke, who's on fire. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient. People are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crisis going on, get your storable food now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Choose your feeling. Look at the blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're killing. Way we've always done before.
I'm Alex Jones, your host, and David Icke is always extremely dynamic and informative. And I got to say, he's totally on target about what he's breaking down here. They have lied about what's killing people. They are saying people that have regular cold virus, that's corona, are dying from this. Now, is he right that it's all fake? Well, when you're being lied to like this, you've been lied to like it, it's totally reasonable to say, I reject this. And his argument is extremely reasonable and is convincing to a great extent. Does that mean he's right? I don't know yet. But why should he be banned? Why should I be banned for questioning known liars? That's really the big question. But I've got a lot of questions for David Icke that I want to ask him for my own selfish interest and yours as well. David, finish up with the folks that just tuned back in. You were getting to this comedian that went into a hospital. I saw the NIH admits
Well, that's the National Institutes of Health here, that hospitals are about three times empty. Your National Health Service is four times empty, the Guardian reports. I could drive around hospitals. They're empty, but we're told it's the day of the dead time. I've got family that are doctors and nurses in California, in Nebraska. I called them and they said, the doctors and nurses are all drinking vodka and having sex or, you know, literally watching movies, watching Netflix. They say it's empty. There's no COVID-19. Nothing's going on. So the media, Zuckerberg says that's a conspiracy theory. They say the beds are all full. Anybody can drive to a damn hospital and see it's empty. I don't think this is going the way they thought it would, David.
Well, Zuckerberg is not only a liar. He dared not lie because his masters would, you know, not be very pleased, because these people like Zuckerberg and Bezos and all of them, even Gates, they're only gophers. They're very rich gophers, but only gophers for the real power in the shadows. But I was talking about this this guy, Eddie Large. He had a long-time heart problem, and he went in, last week it was, he went into hospital with heart failure. And what they did was they tested him for COVID-19, because, you know, they'll test the cat for COVID-19. And he tested positive for genetic material, not COVID-19. And when he died of heart failure, they said that he basically died of COVID-19. And there's a very significant use of words that you see over and over and over again in the media and from officials too, where they say so-and-so or this number of people died after testing positive for COVID-19. Not died of, after testing positive. But the figures are counted as if they have died of COVID-19. And I want to just mention something else, just to show you the scale of the deceit. First of all, before I say that, you know, in places like Scotland, Northern Ireland, etc., and other places, it's official policy now that if someone is test positive of COVID-19 and die within 28 days of anything, they have to have COVID-19 on the death certificate.
David, let me stop you. I first heard you saying this a couple months ago, and I thought, okay, David's smart, but we got to see. 2 weeks ago, Brick said on camera, even though I know it's the official policy, she said we count all deaths, car wrecks, cancer, gunshot wounds. And as you said, anybody that's ever had a cold virus has the body's response to this and has the genetic material. So this is the most common thing out there. So that's why I say they released it from there. Bill Gates has it patented, we now know, as a simulant that's actually everywhere. He just patented something that's already out everywhere. So now he claims jurisdiction, and everyone that has it is now guilty and is now evil and can now be rounded up and disappeared. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I just want to make that point that I was going to make, just to show you the scale of the scam. Scott Jensen, a Minnesota senator and a doctor himself, has made the point that Medicare, has these payments, right? Wait for it. If a hospital diagnoses someone with regular pneumonia, they get paid $4,600. If they diagnose the same person with COVID-19 pneumonia, they get $13,000, and if they put a COVID-19 pneumonia on a ventilator, they get $39,000. So not only is this the CDC and the National Health Service all telling their medical staff to diagnose everything that moves COVID-19, they're actually have introduced massive payments, incentives to do it.
By the way, David Icke, how many times is 4,000 plus 39,000 or whatever? That's like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. This is incentivizing COVID-19 hysteria. That's what I was told by family that actually runs a large part of a hospital. They said, listen, it's all empty. We're drinking vodka and having sex and watching Netflix, but we get all this money for it. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, but the thing is, well, what's going on is it's a scam. But, I mean, what I'm looking at now, I mean, the internet has these dancing nurses and doctors in empty hospitals all over the place. They're supposed to be war zones, aren't they? It's insane. And, of course, they have the security on the hospitals. They're stopping vast numbers of people actually visiting the hospital, so they'll see the truth of what's going on. It's a joke. But the point is, above everything else, a very simple, obvious point, you do not have to fix the figures if you have a genuine problem. They don't have a genuine problem with human-caused climate change, so they fix the figures. They don't have one with COVID-19, so they fix the figures. And it's a joke. And like I say, what they don't want people to know is there's no virus, because then the house of cards completely comes down. And if I know that, then they know that, and therefore the jails, if not the hospitals, the jails should be full of these people if there's any justice.
All right, David, we've just spent 3-4 segments, and you've had a lot of great points hitting your main topic. What about 400,000 signatures will pass the number they need at WhiteHouse.gov to investigate Bill and Melinda Gates? What about the global government? What about the forced inoculation? What about the 666 digital, the ink chip they want to put in us? I know you've been talking a lot about that.
Well, this is what the hoax is about. The hoax is to sell the idea of a fake virus and then justify the solution to that fake problem, what I call a no problem reaction solution, with the mass vaccination. I would call Bill Gates evil, except that evil might sue for defamation of character. This man should be in jail for the rest of his human life, and I would gladly sail into the center of the Atlantic and drop the cell key. But we talked about this last time, Alex. Bill Gates, as he's kind of, you know, flitted on, you know, oh, Bill Gates says it all back. Bill Gates said this all back. Now he's walked into the room, the door's clicked behind him, and it ain't going to unclick, and people can now see what this man is. And even then, he's only a gopher. It works like this. This global conspiracy for a global Orwellian, beyond Orwellian state, is orchestrated from the shadows. The technology...
I don't want to stop you with this a little bit in the next hour. Get ready when you say it works like this. I totally agree. Everyone hates him now. They admit all the news. He is the most hated person on earth. He's been called Hitler 2.0. But as you said, he's a front man. But he walked in the room, the door clicked, and where people are like, holy hell, this guy says depopulate, kill old people. Now he loves us. We'll be right back with David Icke, DavidIcke.com, Alex Jones.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
All right, David Icke's been on with us for powerful 45 minutes, but I've got my own selfish questions. David, open world government, open implantable microchips, open forced inoculations, just absolute evil. Depression level, you were on 3 weeks ago, you were saying depression's coming. I've got all of it right here. I mean, 30 million people out of employment, half of L.A. out of work, irrevocable breakdowns. Everyone I know is almost out of money or run out, including professionals. The checks aren't coming. There's nobody to work the fields to get them. Shortages of food beginning. What are the globalists trying to do here, and where do you see this going?
Well, they are creating the greatest form of control, which is dependency. And this is why they're going for food. I've been saying this for weeks. You watch them go for food. They want to control food, so they decide who gets it and who doesn't. And if you want to eat, then you do what they say. And if you want to eat, then you must have the vaccination. If you want to go about not a normal life, that's gone until we the people put it back. But if you want to just move around and do regular things, you've got to have the vaccination. This is where it's going. And the vaccination is key because it's planned to have microchips in there, nano microchips, that will connect us to this smart grid. They're already, you know, circulating, but I mean, that will be big time, a global insertion of these nano microchips. So the vaccination is absolutely crucial that people don't have it. And certainly I'll be doing everything I can to circulate information as much as possible as the weeks pass to point this out. Because,
and by the way, saying this and I was saying this 27 years ago hypothetically from their own documents. Now, for radio listeners, TV viewers can see it. It's here. This is officially the plan. Oh, and guess who's behind it? Bill Gates.
Yeah, Bill Gates.
Oh, yeah, you were getting into Bill Gates as we went to break. You got interrupted.
I was going to talk about Bill Gates and the Bezoses and all these people. What happens is this. The technology, for reasons I go into in the books, and we've talked about it before, the technology that is required for the smart grid, the whole vaccinations, you know, as soon as this broke months ago, I said the vaccination already exists. All this stuff about we're working on a vaccination, it's all a load of crap. It's only for public consumption and perception manipulation. They've already got the what they want to put into people. They have all this stuff in the shadows, in the underground bases and the dumbs, the deep underground military bases and so on. So what they need are cover people and cover stories to bring it out into the public arena to make it seem random. And these different cover people, front people, become very, very rich as a result of that. And they specialize in certain areas, like in terms of Gates, it's many areas, including Common Core education, GMO, vaccinations is the big one for him. What the deal is this. You will front up this technology or this area of our agenda, and you will become incredibly rich as a result. But part of the deal is vast amounts of that wealth you are going to spend in the name of philanthropy advancing our agenda. So you've got Gates in his area, and then you've got Soros, George Soros. His area is he must put vast amounts of money, of $32 billion at the last count, into non-governmental agencies and the woke mentality in all its forms to fund that. This transgender thing, the global warming thing, the political correctness.
And you're on target about that. Is their foundation front men for these big foundations? But when we went to break, you said there's this big epic thing, and we had to go to break. You were saying about what's behind the throne or what their end game is and how it's going for them.
Yeah, well, so in the shadows, you've got what I call the spider, which you don't see. And these front people are just that. They're very rich, but they're gophers. And they do what they're told by the spider or else. And the way this virus scam has been played is this. This spider web is like a transnational corporation. You have a headquarters, in this case, in the shadows. And then in each country, you have the equivalent of a corporation subsidiary. You have a network of this cult whose job in that country is to control their government, politics, their finance, their media, and absolutely on behalf of the big pharma cartel, which is a front for the cult, the medical system. And that's their job. And so what you see is different countries doing the same thing in the same way at the same time, because it's centrally coordinated. It's like, you know, the headquarters of McDonald's tells the subsidiaries of McDonald's around the world, you're going to do it this way.
And by the way, it's admitted. CNN just announced, we have the clip coming up. They said anyone that disagrees with anything the WHO says is banned off the internet. So imagine the cult level of that, where first it's David Icke and Alex Jones, and then now it's you don't disagree with anything we say or you're banned. and you're unpersoned, and once you have a chip, you can't have a job. My God, is that not tyranny?
Yeah, but you see, again, once people grasp how it works, and it's very simple. If it was really complicated, it wouldn't work.
No, it's very authoritarian.
World Trade Organization as well, it's just the same. But the World Health Organization was created by the Rockefellers, with the Rothschilds in the background, to control under one roof global health policy.
By the way, you didn't just say that. It's the Rockefeller Foundation that set up the UN, and they set up lockstep a decade ago, calling for worldwide government and, quote, authoritarianism using a virus for control.
Yeah, and the World Health Organization is obviously part of the network of the UN, which is the stalking horse for world government. And the second biggest funder of the World Health Organization is Bill Gates. And so what the Zuckerbergs and all these other gophers for the cult are saying is that you must not disagree with Bill Gates. And how this virus thing has been orchestrated, real simple. In China, which is a fantastically massive center for this cult, there is a network that runs the place. So what happens in China, that network dictates. And then in these other countries, whether it's America, Israel, Britain, France, Germany, Italy, you've got the sub-network of the cult that is
there. What's the head of it? Because Communist China, we know, is the most subservient, but it's being programmed. But right now, it's coming out in the news that China runs all U.S. media, basically, owns Hollywood. But we know something runs Hollywood, and we know something runs China.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, one of the big centers in the world is Israel. And actually, it's not Jewish people at all. It's a secret society, massive part of the cult, which I called Sabbatean Frankism. I've talked about that before. But you see, China, the reason China has become so important to this cult is that it is the blueprint for this world system. It's already a technocracy. You know, I talked last time we chatted that this global system is a technocracy, which is defined as a society that's run not by elected people, but by bureaucrats, technocrats, scientists, engineers, and so on. Now, what's happening is the technocrats of Silicon Valley have been taking over. What is Bill Gates? He's a technocrat. And what is Bill Gates doing? He's overriding and dictating policy above and outside of elected politicians. You see, the technocracy is unfolding. Now, China is already a technocracy, and it's massively controlled by technology and AI.
Hold on, David, this is too important. We got to go to break again. You're absolutely right. Davos said 6 years ago, we're going to have a technocratic takeover of the planet, the end of freedom. Technocrats will rule things. What does that mean when we come back? And I'll tell you again, listeners, we run a major operation against the globalists. They can't stand the fact that we're here bringing you guests like David Icke. You heard him say they want to use food to control you. We have high-quality, affordable food back in stock. Nobody else does at these prices. We have it. Get your orders in now. We had to suspend food sales for a few weeks to make sure all the other orders got out. We're ready to take them again for a limited time. The best durable food, last 25 years. It's good to have that as a backup to know you have it, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. So get that today. And other great products like our vitamin D3 and K, Winter Sun, 50% off and more. InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we're still on air despite the main globalist onslaught. Hour number four with David Icke. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.